Kentucky's labor secretary is trying to get more employers to have apprenticeship programs that provide employment and on-the-job training for new workers. There are already about 1,100 employers that have registered apprenticeship programs in Kentucky, employing about 3,000 people. Our Capitol reporter, Rylan Barton, sat down with Labor Secretary Derek Ramsey, who says the program will help train Kentucky's workforce.
You're trying to make more apprenticeships happen in Kentucky. Why do you think that that's important?
I think that's the way for Kentucky. And the reason I think that is because there's a shortage of skilled workers in Kentucky, as well as around the country. And, you know, I'll give you a little history. Some 40 years ago when you were in high school, there were two opportunities or two on-ramps, if you would. One was college prep, and the other was vocational or technical school. Well, what's happened over the last 40 years? They've been squeezed out, stigmatized out. And so what we're doing is addressing issues and job opportunities in the state of Kentucky as well as helping across the country. Now, what's significant about that, as I stated that 40 years ago, and I'm going to give a history lesson with this as well. 40 years ago, the middle class was factory workers and skilled workers. Well, today there's a constant cry that the middle class is shrinking. And so what this will allow is for not only young people, but people that want to get back into the workplace to come in there and earn not only a good salary, but rather than having a job, they're having a career. And so that's what we're trying to promote here.
How do you encourage employers to offer apprenticeship programs so that people can take advantage of that kind of that kind of opportunity?
Very simple. They need workers. Well, how do you get a worker? Well, when you bring an apprentice in there, they get to understand your culture. You get to test drive them for a few years. The person also gets to see whether they're really interested in that. And so, again, when you look at where we are at this time, there's a desperate need. As I travel around the state, be it in construction, be it in healthcare, be it in IT, there's a constant plea, can you help us? And so not only are we looking at the current employers, but we're looking at the opportunities for the future in the state of Kentucky. Now, what do I mean by that? Well, if we do not have skilled workers, I don't think businesses are going to move here. And oh, by the way, in most cases with businesses, they don't want to come here and then train that worker. They want to have them before they come here. So we're looking for, not looking for, but what we're looking at is the employers that we have here currently, but also the employers that we're hoping to bring here in the future.
And what kind of industries do you think could benefit the best from having more apprenticeship programs in them?
Well, let's just, you know, we have the 150 that I've talked about, but let's just look at where we are now. The thing that's glaring in our world today and in our country today and in our state today is our infrastructure. It's crumbling right in front of your eyes. As we look at our bridges, as we look at our airports, as we look at our electrical grids, it's crumbling. And so I just read some information a few weeks ago, and that number was $4.3 trillion. So what does that mean? That means there's a lot of work to be done, but more importantly, there are a lot of job opportunities.
Thank you very much, Secretary Ramsey.
Thank you for the privilege.